Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have our guest in.
We do.
It's the lovely Martha Henson, and she's going to talk to us about biospheres. Good afternoon, Martha.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. What is a biosphere?
Well, I will answer that, but actually I quite like to be a bit cheeky and throw that back to people and see if they can tell me what they understand by a biosphere, because there's no wrong answers. Is that a term you've heard before, particularly in reference to Isle of Wight?
I've heard it. Wouldn't know what a biosphere was if I fell over one.
Sort of a protected area of some kind.
Okay. A lot of people think about it, they think, sort of imagine a dome.
I'm thinking Eden Project.
Yes, yeah, that's normally what happens. People say,
that
it
kind
a bit
of
like
thing.
The Eden Project, yes.
And is it not?
It's not.
Oh,
but okay, I'm going to sort of lean into that. But so the Isle of Wight is a UNESCO Biosphere Reserve. It was awarded that status in 2019. And was at the end of a process where a group of people on the island put together a nomination for that status, and that application went to the UN, UNESCO, and they said, yes, the Isle of Wight is a very special place. It's unique in terms of its combination of people and nature, the environment and the communities that live within it. And they were successful in getting that award. And at the time, it was only the seventh place in the UK to achieve that. So it's not something. It's not an everyday thing. It's not something.
So
that,
it's
you know,
quite a prestigious thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. So it's rather than it being a sort of a protected status in that sense, it doesn't come with restrictions on what you can do. It doesn't come with money necessarily. Unfortunately, but it opens up a lot of opportunities. So it's more of a sort of an award of recognition. It's saying, yes, you have the status. We see what you've done. We see what you're doing. And we see that this is something that's ongoing for you, that this is like a process of continuing to protect and enhance what's here and to live in a sustainable way. So it's all of those things, but it's also an opportunity. So being a UNESCO Biosphere Reserve means like it can open doors in terms of funding opportunities. It's a demonstration of what you're doing. So it's a way for us to, you know, for the Isle of Wight to show off to, you know, internationally about what we're doing and to get that recognition and to build partnerships and those kinds of things.
Right. So what would you necessarily get funding for?
So I believe that some of the recent Arts Council awards were in part based on the fact that this is a biosphere reserve and sort of bringing in that sort of those biosphere elements into creative projects. So, you know, the cultural sector and creativity is actually a really big part of this. It's not just, it's very much about protecting the environment and doing projects that are based in nature, but it's also very much about, you know, people's response to that, both in terms of the way that people are like living and managing on the land and the way that people are inspired by it.
So it's quite broad then.
Definitely. And it's sort of what we make it. Like, we have that status now, and we can sort of choose what we want to focus on as a, you know, as an island and as a community.
So it brings to mind, initially talking about biosphere, thinking of preserving wildlife habitat, sustainable farming practices, that kind of thing. Is that in the right sort of area?
Oh, definitely, yeah. That's all part of it. And when people say it reminds them of the Eden Project, which a lot of people say when I ask them that question, so I'm thinking, yes, okay, it's not a real dome, there's no physical dome, but if you kind of imagine that there's this enormous dome that kind of stretches over the island, and it actually reaches all the way to the north shores of the Solent, and it reaches quite far out into the Channel coast. So all of that is all connected as the Biosphere Reserve.
Also, it includes the sea, effectively.
There's actually like a bigger component of it that is the sea than it is land, almost.
Then we're talking about sustainable fishing and
all of that.
All that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, sustainable fishing, you know, sustainable shipping, because obviously the Solent is very busy and there's lots of different types of activities there, and that's really important.
And the seagrass and stuff.
Yes.
And the little
seahorse.
That's the one.
Yes. Seagrass is, you know, they are currently, we have some big seagrass beds in certain areas, but we used to have a lot more. And there's, you know, obviously, you know, one of the things about the biosphere is there are already lots of these local initiatives. And so all the Solent Seascape Project, the various seagrass restoration projects, are all a big part of that.
So we're talking not only looking after the wildlife habitat, whatever it is we've got, but re-establishing it where it's gone. Okay.
It can be.
Okay. So it's quite, as you say, it's quite a broad thing,
isn't it?
It is, biosphere.
Isn't it?
Because I'm immediately thinking agriculture and plants and little animals and things, but there's a lot more to it than that.
Well, yes, and we're surrounded by it. You know, it's not just about what happens I think it's very easy on the island to sort of feel like, well, nature is, we're in nature, but nature is sort of what happens once we get out of Newport or once we get out of Sandown and stuff. But it's not, it's all interconnected. Yeah. Like, you know, there's it's not just that, even that, you know, this Medina runs from elsewhere through here and onwards. But, you know, within the town centre, there's all kinds of, like, wildlife and people interacting, yes, in all kinds of ways.
Indeed. That's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
So, what is it you're looking for people to get involved with, if at all?
Well, so in on two fronts, I think, mainly. So the first thing is that we've actually just announced in the last couple of weeks that we're going to be launching a Biosphere Festival, the very first, what we hope will be annual Biosphere Festival.
Okay. Where, when and what?
29th and 30th of June. And it will be in on sort of two levels. So we will be having a hub at the Key Arts Centre.
Okay.
And there will be a full weekend of both, you know, all kinds of different sort of talks and workshops.
Right.
For both families and adults. And so there'll be a kind of a mix of stuff going on there. But we're also asking for organisations all over the island to do something that weekend under that banner, run their own events, or, you know, if they had an event that was going on, find a way to bring those biosphere themes into it.
Right.
We've already had quite a lot of people committing to doing something on that weekend. When we posted it on Facebook, the Isle of Wight Ramblers, who are a brilliant organisation, actually up for a Tourism Superhero Award at the moment, mentioned that they might be able to do something. So it's those kinds of people that we're asking, like, can you do something? Do you have something that will work? And can that be part of our festival? So it's going to be,
right,
hopefully, everywhere.
Yeah,
that would be the ideal. So there's that. And we also, as the Biosphere Steering Committee, for which I'm the Joint Comms Officer, we developed a set of 9 biosphere principles. And
all right,
I won't go through them all. They're all on the website. But we're asking people to kind of take a look at those, reflect on them, and see whether they can build them into their own lives, policies, strategies.
Go on,
all
tell
that
us
kind of thing.
Go on.
So, well, I mean, there's a thing you would expect around sort of protecting and respecting nature, restoring ecosystems, as we were just talking about, but also recognising, like, the local distinctiveness of the island. Like, it is quite unique.
It is,
but also there are 33 parishes across the island, and each of those are unique. You know, Bryston's a very different place to Yarmouth, it's a different place to Sandown. You know, they each have their own characters. So this is about celebrating all of that, but it's also about knowledge sharing. So we've got lots of knowledge on the island, and some of the times it comes together, but I think that's something we can all do a bit better, is sort of work together as a community and share that knowledge.
Yes.
And there's also, we have one which is embracing a new economy. So we're not saying this is about stopping things happening. It's like, these are actually opportunities. These are opportunities for business as
There's a lot of to and fro about a green economy, but you can actually make money out of being green if you do it the right way.
Yeah, people already are.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they definitely are. Okay, so how can people find out more?
So we have a website at www.iwbiosphere.org. For anyone struggling with biosphere, it's BIOSPHERE. I'm struggling. There we go.
I'm sure that
iwbiosphere.org.
I'm sure that well-known search engine will just suggest it when you're halfway through.
Yeah. I hope so. I have to check our SEO, but that should be working. So yeah, you could just search for Isle of Wight Biosphere, and they should all come up. From there, you can find out more about the festival. You can find out how to sign up for that mailing list, how to get involved. There's a couple of briefing sessions happening in the next couple of weeks for people, for particularly local organisations and businesses to get involved as well. So,
okay,
fascinating.
Well, will you come back in nearer the time of the festival and tell us how it's all going?
I'd love to, because by that time I'll be able to say these people are doing this.
Yeah.
This is what happening.
That's what we need to know. Yeah, yes. we can push it a bit harder for you so to get people to come along to the festival. Excellent.
Yes.
So just give us that website address again.
So it is iwbiosphere.org.
And are you on social media too?
Yes, we have we do have an Instagram. Best to find it through that website.
Okay,
it's
slightly lengthy. Go down the website route. You'll find all the other links you need in there.
Yes.
Well, thanks very much for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Thank
you.
We'll put this out on our website tomorrow as a podcast, and you can share it from there should you wish.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.